Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Giuliani's office got raided by the FBI. Hunter Biden must be laughing his butt off, especially because Hunter has a new gig. Maybe we'll cover that. Cohen, it was said, cheered the news. That was the president's personal attorney who got raided and then went to jail. I don't believe Rudy Giuliani's going to jail. I'll make that bet now. What else we got on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Well, Trump rallies are going to start again. Would you go? I'd go. I'll tell you right now, I'd go. I want to see what he's up to. I just want to see the energy that comes from those rallies and us covering that stuff. I think it would be absolutely amazing to document that. And, of course, we've got Biden's first 100 days as a usurper, part of the coup that overtook Trump. But we also have an ancillary to that. We have Donald Trump's first 100 days as the unelected leader of the free world. Well, he was elected, but the cheated leader of the free world. He's not in exile. So a lot to cover. Where do we start? Everybody, Kevin, why don't you talk about Biden's address? Yeah, it was about as popular as the Oscars. That's why I didn't talk about it. We did an analysis of Biden's speech, what the media is saying about it and things like that, that I think is far more interesting than listening to some old fart get up there and lie and pretend that he's in charge of the country. I find that humorous. Downright laughable. By the way, speaking of humor, Ted Cruz went after Trevor Noah. And I'm going to talk about that. That is actually that was so big, you probably missed the bigness of that. I'm going to explain that. That's a big deal. Anyway, Biden addressed Congress finally. One media outlet claimed, and I'm going to get to it, but to the address itself, but one media outlet claimed that 19.5 million people watched it. And another claimed that 29 million watched it. Variety. Joe Biden's first presidential address delivered on the anniversary of COVID-19 being declared a pandemic by the WHO, broadcast by the Big Four, and on Univision, the speech in which Biden directed states to expand vaccine eligibility to all adults. That is so funny. They are begging people to take this shot, and they want you to believe it. So you better get in line fast or you'll never get it. This shot is available everywhere. This shot is more available than crack. Anyway, says urge Americans to get the vaccine when it is available. Drew a collective 19.5 million viewers throughout Thursday night primetime. And then it goes on to talk about the various demographics and stuff. And, of course, the demographic that they all covet, the 18 to 49, horrible. But the Hollywood Reporter gives better news. It says, it was 29. Yeah, the Hollywood Reporter reported that it was 29 million. Was it Hollywood? It wasn't Hollywood Reporter. Where's that? Anyway, there was another outlet. Doesn't matter. There was another outlet that said he got 29 million. And so I wanted to see just how popular Joey Demento is. And I went to look for Trump's speech, first 100 days, what were the Nielsen ratings, etc. And I didn't see it. So what I did was I went to his State of the Union for 2017. I don't know when he gave it, but probably that was the equivalent. I don't know. And because Biden's speech was somewhat of a State of the Union, And here's what the numbers showed. Donald Trump gave his first State of the Union on Tuesday night, his second formal address since taking office. So it could be that he did that first 100 days. I couldn't find it. Well, my producers couldn't find it. And they're pretty good. But anyway, it says in the presidential spiel, dominated evening ratings, though it was off from his first go in the House chamber in 2017. So these are worse stats than when he did it the first time, apparently. And here's what he got. 45.6 million viewers across all carrying networks. So let me recap. Joe Biden spoke to the nation, to the world, and somewhere between 19.5 million and 29 million, depending on who you believe, because that's a big gap. It's kind of like, let me put this a different way. The guy who got 82 million votes, whose approval rating is said to be well over 50%, got 19.5 to 29 million people to watch his State of the Union. President Trump, who was said at the time, and I've seen the stats, it says Biden is more popular than Trump in his first 100 days, and Donald Trump got almost double the highest number, if you believe the 29 million people watched Biden, and much more than double if you believe the 19 million. Those are the numbers, folks. 45.6 million people watched the State of the Union, and his Donald Trump's first 100 days was higher than that. I don't know how much. It says off some from his first go in the House chamber in 2017. Joe Biden, Mr. Popularity, Mr. Fundamental Change, going back to Obama, etc. And that's what he got. Those are the numbers. Now, look, you can interpret this any way you want. Apathy. People think he's in such in good charge. Nobody wants to watch him. Whatever. Or you could think like me and know for a fact that nobody gives a crap about what some old, feeble, demented fart has to say. That's what I believe. When we get back, we'll talk about approval ratings and we'll dive into the speech a little bit, because it's well worth it. And as I said earlier, we have a ton, an absolute ton of stuff to talk about. Giuliani, Cruz, and Noah in New York.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What numbers do you believe? Do you believe Joe Biden was watched by 19.5 million? Oh, wait. You got to add the 0.5. 19.5 million or 29 million for his speech to Congress in his first 100 days. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Well, as I said, take either number you want. President Trump's numbers for that were lower in his second speech to Congress for the State of the Union were 45.9 million. The guy that lost to Biden by millions of votes. And in his first State of the 100-day speech, he got it had to be over 46 million because he got 45.9 million in his State of the Union speech. They said it was off 5% of what Barack Obama's was the year before. So Trump is well over 2 to 2.5 times more popular in terms of who watched his State of the Union than Joe Creepy Demento. And they want you to believe that he's the most electable. I mean, 82 million people voted for him. 12, 13 million more than baby Black Jesus in his prime. And apparently, these people are so comfortable with Biden, they just don't even want to watch him. And here's the polling. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found that 55% of Americans approve of Biden's performance. 40% disapprove. Comparatively, they said the same poll from the final week of Trump's first 100 days found a majority of Americans disapproved of the job he was doing, 53%, and his approval rating was 41%. Now, if I didn't just give you enough ammunition to tell you that you can disregard polls and all that other nonsense, you better wake up. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Throughout his time in office, the numbers-obsessed Trump never saw an approval rating in Reuters polling as high as Biden's current level of support. Wow. Let's just pretend that that's true for a minute. That's a sick country. He said, meanwhile, Gallup's polling put Biden's 100-day approval at 57%, which far surpasses Trump's approval rating back in late 2017. Do I need to tell you guys this is CNN that wrote this? Here's what I wish would have happened on the day of Biden's speech. By the way, all the advertising about, I saw it. I did not watch it. I didn't. But I wish Trump had had an address on the same day. I wish he had given the ancillary as Biden was speaching. Why don't they just have a speech off like they used to do in the 70s with the dance offs, you know, with all the dudes that were pop locking, you know, and they would beef kind of like Michael Jackson's song Beat It. You know, the guys didn't fight. They danced it off. They should have a presser off or a State of the Union off or a speech off. And what Trump should do is he should gather people from all over the country, representative groups, Tea Party organizations, MAGA groups, etc., and put them in as delegates, congressional-like delegations, similar to Congress, all 50 states represented as he speaks, and then have, I don't know, who would sit behind him and clap, you know, when he would say stuff, but have a packed room. Forget social distancing and masks. Did you, how stupid did Kamala Harris and Pelosi look sitting back there behind that feeble old fart Joe Biden? Oh, I saw a video of it. People ask me why I didn't cover the speech. I just, the same reason I don't watch the Kardashians. How about that? Nothing to see. In the case of Biden, lies, lies, and more lies, and political theater. Political theater. Here's what the New York Post wrote. I got to tell you, I love the New York Post. If you don't follow them, I suggest you take a look at them. They really tell the truth. Anyway, it says, start with the utterly bizarre mask theater. All the politicians in the room have been fully vaccinated. Biden's own CDC says that's enough. So why the universal masking and the social distancing? The message cutting across Biden's occasional optimism was that the nightmare will never end, which simply isn't true. Equally obviously false was Biden's now routine effort to claim all credit for successful vaccinations, all that was set in motion before he took office, which there's something. Look, I hate to say this. Because you're going to take it the wrong way. But there's a part of me that wishes these vaccinations completely failed, which I think they have. I think they have. I think enough people have gotten palsy and died and scabies and all other kinds of diseases that you should call this a failure. But it's a success. And I don't care if 50% of the people were to die taking this vaccine, the media would spin it as it's good. I'm convinced of this. Even when J&J, when they self-pull this thing off the market, they can't even be sued. And these companies are we got to pull it off the market. People are dying of blood clots. Well, it was only 6 in 1 billion or whatever. The numbers don't even matter because they're fraudulent. They're as fraudulent as the numbers I gave you about Joe Biden's popularity. They're fraudulent. It's interesting to watch. He says, then he moved into a series of disjointed claims about his American Families plan that barely tracked, even though he was reading a prepared text. It seems like he was skipping whole paragraphs, even pages. You could even see Democrats wincing above their mask. Did you guys see this? Did anybody watch this? I'm curious. Did any of you watch it? Give me your take. Write me a note. Send me something. Call the program 844-551-8255. Leave me a note. I'm curious. He goes on, he says he tossed in a few blatant whoppers like his repeated claims that economists left, right, and center agree with that his program will work just as he says. If Biden supporters, and there aren't that many, if they are honest, they are just happy that this guy can show up and stand for an hour without looking like a goofball. That's what they're happy about. Anything more than that is asking a lot of the old fellow. I'm just saying. I remember the Republicans were like concerned when Trump would show up because he goes off teleprompter. By the end, they were so comfortable. They didn't care if this guy had a prepared speech or not. It didn't matter. Trump would read the prepared speech and then he'd go off. And it didn't matter. More popular. And he's going to be trying it out. I mentioned he's going to be back on the road. Doing rallies. We'll see. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Israel is declaring a national day of mourning Sunday after at least 45 worshippers were crushed to death in a massive stampede at a religious festival. USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is making public appearances again, giving his first public address since leaving the office at a gala in South Carolina Thursday night.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Pence speaking to a group of evangelical voters. A man suspected of murder is back in custody.
A prisoner who is suspected of murder and being transported from Georgia to Arizona has escaped custody at the Atlanta airport. Fulton County Sheriff's Office said officers were searching for Jason Stover. They said he was last seen in College Park, Georgia. He's wanted in connection to a shooting at a Phoenix bar that left one person dead and another injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are too stupid and drunk with our money to be embarrassed by that fiasco that Biden put on the other night, that they're calling a congressional update or whatever it is. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They said, Biden addressed Congress for the first time Wednesday night before a sparse, socially distanced audience in the House chamber and declared that America is on the move again. Wow. Coming off the heels of the best presidency in history, certainly economically in many other ways, and Biden says we're on the move again. We are. He's right. The move backwards. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I stand here tonight, one day shy of the 100th day of my administration. 100 days since I took the oath of office, lifted my hand off our family Bible, and inherited a nation in crisis. Yeah, crisis defined by economic prosperity unknown, even in the time of the Reagan era. Despite getting an economy that was beefed up on steroids from quantitative easing, a.k.a. the printing of money, Donald Trump was able to take Barack Obama's feeble economy and make it into something robust. Legitimately so. He was building this country back to a galvanized one country, one America, America first. Pride in this country. Leftists couldn't have that. Not when they can teach critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion in the most diverse, equitable, and inclusive country in the world. But Biden says, yeah, we're on the move again. I agree, Joe. Joey Demento, you're on the move backwards. You're going the wrong way. He says, the worst pandemic in a century. Liar. The worst scamdemic in a century. Yes. The worst economic, get this, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. What a crop, a crap, a crock, a cuckoo, you know what I'm about to say. The worst attack on our democracy, he said, since the Civil War. We are not a democracy
Joey Demento. We are a democratic republic. Now, just after 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again, turning peril into possibility, crisis into opportunity, setback into strength. I love how they do the platitudes. Peril into possibility, crisis into opportunity, setback into strength. With this guy? Please. This guy writes, after proclaiming there's no quit in America, Biden quickly took a partisan shot at Trump, hailed his fellow Democrats, including Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. 100 days ago, America's house was on fire. We had to act. So we threw gasoline on it. Oh, man. Is Trump actually out of office? Because I don't think he is. People, they were like, since Trump is out of office, 100 days. It's been 100 days since Trump went into presidential exile. But he's still the president of this country. Do you get his emails? Office of 45 or something like that. I get his emails. I read one he did on the Oscars the other day. And I said, see, Trump is so astute. A lot of people would have missed that. I didn't. Trump is astute. I'm going to talk about Ted Cruz later and tell you how these things that seem small, they're actually huge. And I know I make you think. I know I do. I pride myself on that. Trump, here's what they wrote about him. This is from CNN. Most Mondays and Tuesdays, former President Donald Trump skips golf to confer with aides about the week ahead. This is a guy who theoretically is no longer president. But on Mondays and Tuesdays, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm living Trump's life. I would say I would give America the finger. I'd take my trophy wife and y'all wouldn't hear from me again. I'd go get my money back. But Trump is saying, you know what? I'm not done. I'm in exile. I'm going to run this doggone thing. The same way Barack Obama said to be running Biden. Good luck with that. That guy was a pipe. At the end of his presidency, Democrats were so happy. They wouldn't say it out loud. They were so happy the black dude was gone. They couldn't see straight. They endured him for 8 years. He was supposed to be transformational. He was supposed to get all this stuff accomplished. He did nothing. He weakened that party. They know it. Nobody will ever admit it because to do that is to be unwoke. But I'm telling you the facts. Behind the scenes, they were so happy that Negro was gone they couldn't even see straight. Anyway, they say go on to talk about Trump. Together, they decide which Republican candidates he will meet with at his office. A converted bridal suite above Mar-a-Lago's 20,000 square foot ballroom, and whether they deserve his support. Often he'll ask for updates on his leadership pack, political operation, or spend hours chatting by phone with a coterie of old friends. Far from a conventional post-White House retirement, Trump's first 100 days out of office illustrate a man who has preferred plotting the next chapter of his political career to planning his presidential library, recruiting MAGA-aligned Republican primary challengers to writing a post-presidential memoir. Whereas his predecessors disengaged from politics for months after leaving office, Trump has turned the same political warfare that defined his presidency into a full-time retirement hobby as he weighs a full return to the spotlight with a potential presidential bid in 2024. Music's a lot of people's ears, right? Here's the point of all of that and why I read that to you. This is not a guy that left the office. He's 100 days in exile, and he's being presidential. He's responding on everything. He's criticizing Biden, rightfully so, because Biden's a puppet. He's only getting started. This is the first 100 days. He is the counterculture to the vile, rancid culture that we've now succumbed to here in America. This guy, Chris Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, says he didn't play by the rules as president, and he's certainly not going to as ex-president. more than a dozen Trump aides, confidants, and allies who spoke with CNN, many of whom were granted anonymity, to candidly discuss his post-presidency. Say the former president, who remains bitter about his defeat in 2020, has nevertheless come to enjoy his status as a GOP kingmaker, relishing his ability to disrupt races or elevate pro-Trump figures against the dissenters inside the party. What did I say to you guys a long time ago? I told you Donald Trump is going to be, you will kiss the ring if you want to be in the Republican Party going forward. You will kiss the ring. He's already gotten rid of a bunch of rhinos who said, you know what, we're done. We're not going to fight it. And whether they believe it or not, Kevin McCarthy better continue to kiss Trump's butt or his role can be over. Many of these Democrats that think they're safe, they're not safe. When Donald Trump starts going into these places and kicking their butts, man, the Murkowskis of the world, the Susan Collins, wait until Donald Trump starts holding rallies in their cities and killing them. Because let me tell you something, they are getting Dominion software. It's going to be ugly. And the more he stays in the news, the more that counterculture builds. Is he on Twitter? No. Twitter's got nobody to beat up. When he lands, wherever that is, it'll be a big deal. I'm just saying. It'll be a big deal, as it should be. It's going to deflect away from that social media swamp on the left, and it's going to bring that social media back to the right. It doesn't matter where he lands. When we start, listening to him and doing things based on whatever that social media footprint is, it's going to be big. Anyway, they say most days of the week, Trump begins with a 9 a.m. tee time at his golf course, 15 minutes from his home, plays 18 holes, sometimes 27. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump is always working. He hits a shot. He's talking. Whoever's golfing with him, it's a purpose. When he's in between shots or making a turn, it's for a purpose. He's on the phone. Aides are talking to him. There's somebody riding along with him that he's instructing. He is a 24/7 worker. Unlike Biden, they were happy this guy could stand there for an hour without having to, change his depends. A lot's going on, folks. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I said I was going to talk about Trevor Noah and Ted Cruz and why this is such a big deal. And here's the deal. Typically, you do not want to mess with people who are very funny, clever, witty. I'm talking about real comedic wits, people like myself. We will crush you with humor. The reason why I'm an iconic figure on Fox News is because I knew exactly what to say when I was listening, paying attention, and BAM! And there are some really witty people. Ricky Gervais, I'm not a fan of him as a person, but as a wit, that dude is amazing. And if you give them any time to study, like on a roast or whatever, they are the funniest ones. That's why those old comedic roasts were so good. Anyway, I remembered in French class we watched a show, a movie called Ridicule. And the gist of the show is this lord of a manor, he has to go to court to ask the king to help him drain his swamp. The mosquitoes are giving the villagers malaria and killing all the peasants. And the lord of this manor says, hey, you know, I got to get to court because he doesn't have the ability to do it, doesn't have the manpower, etc. So he ventures from this little country village where, you know, to the big city, and he learns the bureaucratic process is long and arduous. It's very tedious. He goes and he's doing it by the book, and everywhere he goes, they're like, well, you have to do this and get this approval and get this approval. And he's like, well, who do I get that from? This person. Then he goes and he waits and he waits and he waits. So finally, some guy that was one of the bureaucrats says, let me take you to lunch and maybe we can help you learn how to expedite this thing. And while they're at lunch, one of the people from the big city comes over, says something to the guy, insults him as being this little city, you know, this little country boy, and the guy snaps back with wit. And the guy who has now become sort of his suitor says, whoa, check you out, Mr. Witty. And he goes, I may have a way to get you expedited to court where you can see the king. And he says, how? He says, with wit. Ridicule. And so he just to cut to the chase, he ends up in these battles, if you will, of wit with various people, because he would take them to parties, and if he bested the next guy, people would take notice. He'd go to the next event. If he bested the guy who was the best at that event, it was almost like watching a fight, you know, where, you know, everywhere he went, he had a fight, and he just kept beating people up. And finally, he ends up at court. And you can go watch the movie. It's an amazing movie. I highly recommend it, so check it out. But I want to go back to Cruz. So he'll explain how Cruz, theoretically and metaphorically, went to court and demolished comedic hack Trevor Noah. It says in a segment on Noah's show Tuesday, the host commented on the news that New York was 89 people short of keeping one of its 27 House seats. At the same time, Texas gained more residents than any other state, picking up two new House seats for the next legislative session. This is unbelievable, Noah said. You're telling me that just 89 more New Yorkers had filled out their census, the state wouldn't have lost a House seat? He said, aside from New York getting screwed, the big news out of the census is that America's population grew at the slowest rate since the 1930s. Basically, immigration is down and the birth rate is falling primarily due to this photo. And he shows an image of Ted Cruz wearing a baseball cap. He added that 1930s sucked for America due in part to events like the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Now, before I even get into the Cruz thing, let me just say this. Trevor Noah's got to be the weakest comedian I've ever seen. I heard his first set when he came over from South Africa and he got notoriety. And it was okay. It was tongue-in-cheek humor at the differences between South Africa and America and freedom and so on. So he leaves apartheid, where he leaves a country where he can't really be that successful, comes here, becomes successful, and what's he do? He criticizes us every single day. He's not funny. You know, every time I see his stupid commercials, I realize how right we conservatives are in fighting these little pansy butts. They have no idea what reality is anymore. But anyway, let me go back to the article. It says, Cruz responded to the segment in a tweet. Trevor Noah whines that people are fleeing high-tax blue states and moving in droves to low-tax states like Texas where the jobs are. Also predicts the Biden years. He says he doesn't understand people like freedom. And he also predicts the Biden years will be the Great Depression, Cruz added on the clip. Now, here's my point. Back to the earlier point. People like Cruz don't call out comedians. That's dangerous territory for a politician. And in fact, the fact that Cruz snapped back at Noah says all you need to know about his fear of Noah as a comedian. And no offense to Ted, but he's not known for comedic wit. I know Ted Cruz personally. He's a fun guy when he's not being overly serious, but he's not. He doesn't know how to snap back at the right time. His timing is very suspect. But with pure facts, he punk slapped Noah, and it didn't even take a whole lot of effort. Still, the battle waged on, my friends. Minutes later, the Daily Show's official Twitter account hit back at the senator, writing, "Not sure I'd be using the words fleeing and Texas in the same sentence, Senator Cancun." He was referring to Ted Cruz taking a vacation to Mexico. Well, about an hour later, Cruz tweeted this, "I wear your scorn with pride. I remember when the Daily Show was funny." Wow, that was a nuclear bomb that got dropped on Trevor Noah. The not-so-secret secret that Noah is about as funny as watching a slug. Cruz knows it. And so do the people who prop up this not-funny clown. And I say this with all due respect to clowns when I'm talking about Trevor Noah. Cruz left the tiny town. He went to the big city. He ridiculed his way up to court. And he destroyed the court jester. Now, why is this big? You're going, Kevin, you made this sound like there was a lesson to be learned here. The lesson to be learned here is that the Democrats don't have humor on their side. Humor is what you win with. They can't win. They can't even beat Ted Cruz. I'll put it to you this way. If Ted and I got in a battle, you would see his scars. Now, we don't have anything to battle over. But I'm saying, if I was in a philosophical battle with Ted Cruz, I would destroy him. Trevor Noah tried. Twice. And Ted Cruz whooped his head both times. This is a guy who's got a full-time job as a senator. He's not a funny man. He took their funny man, he picked him up by the ankles and just bop, 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 slammed him on his head and then tossed him back into the ring like he was a 500-pound gorilla. He destroyed him. Think of it this way. Trevor Noah's up there doing a set, and Ted Cruz is a heckler, and the heckler is funnier than the comedian. In politics, this is unheard of. If you attack a comedian that's worth their salt, like what Trevor Noah, Cruz did when he fired back, it would be over. What I'm telling you is, the Democrats have lost one of their most powerful tools. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth, what's his face? I don't even know them. I've never watched their shows. Not one time. I would venture to say you haven't either. I bet you haven't watched Trevor Noah at all. You only hear about him, you know, through the grapevine. And here's Ted Cruz saying, "I'll go after you guys." Game on. And here's why the comedians have no place to go. They have nothing to fight with. What are you going to fight? People are leaving New York. Ted Cruz was right. They're leaving New York because they won't want to pay your high, stupid taxes. They don't want to be subjected to your high crime. I'm going to go into New York here in a bit. They're leaving New York for all the right reasons, and you can't even find any. You're trying to be funny about it? You can't even find anything funny about it. But you know what's funny? That you can't find funny. See, what Trevor Noah should be doing, he should be beating up on Joe Biden about his lies. He should be using his comedic wit to actually be observational and say, here's what's going on. And Ted Cruz is calling him out, saying, "You can't even see the obvious, you clown. I'm not even a funny guy, and I can see it." This is bigger than you think. When a guy that has no comedic wit says, "I'll go after your top dog," big deal, trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.